It's time for Speak Out 2.0, a locally produced community affairs program for tri-state residents. From Kingman to Bullhead City, Laughlin to Needles, and Lake Havasu City to all the towns in between. Speak Out 2.0 features guests and topics covering politics, nonprofits, entertainment, and information on local events. Speak Out 2.0 is all about you. You, the KNTR Talk listener. Call in during the show, 234-343-1065. That's 234-343-1065. So turn up the radio. It's time for your host, Larry Tuneforce.
Good day. Welcome. It is Friday, the last Friday of the month. October 31st, also known as Halloween. Yes. Our temperatures along the Colorado River today are going to be right around 90 degrees. So it'll be nice and cool to kick off November. Imagine that. By the way, this is Speak Out 2.0. We're live from our Blood City studio, and I'm your host, Larry Tuneforce. If you want to call in during the program, we invite you to. We have our own area code, 234-343-1065. And now we have a text line. If you want to text, awesome, you can do that. 928-727-5566. So you can text in if you want to text a question for Maumee County Sheriff Doug Schuster. How are you?
Good morning, Larry. I'm doing fine. How are you?
Good. Welcome back. You haven't been here in almost a year. You were here with Chief Treves and Chief Cooper.
That's right.
We were talking about youth crimes and youth. We continue to see more and more with youth.
It just, it's an odd thing when you realize some of these kids are literally 10 years old, 11 years old, committing felonies.
Yeah.
So we had a big rash of auto burglaries and auto thefts going on, especially up in Kingman. I know you guys got hit a little bit down here. And we caught most of them. And, they put them in juvenile hall and they go through the process. And it just it ebbs and flows, I guess. I don't know if it's something that, well, I know I shouldn't say this, but I know that the parents need to get a handle on their kids.
Right.
You know, we're not here to raise them, but we'll certainly deal with the aftermath when they can't control them.
Well, we're seeing on the national news right now where the teacher is suing the school district that was struck by a six-year-old with a gun.
Right.
How does a six-year-old get a gun and take it to school?
Yeah.
I mean, when I was six, I was worried about my crayons.
I know.
I mean, to take a gun to school at the age of six.
Larry, they're growing up fast. It's the internet. They have all this data and information pushed at them. I'm like you. I grew up, we played Army men at 6 years old. Harmless things, but they're exposed to a lot more now, unfortunately.
It's funny you say that because I just recently put something on Facebook about where do we know each other from? Where did we meet?
Right.
And a guy that was my next door neighbor, he just put uncle down because we used to play man from uncle when we were kids.
Yeah, very cool.
He just put down the word uncle. And I thought, oh, yeah, that's cool. But those were the days, you played with your matchbox cars and you played man from uncle and cowboys and Indians and no one cared.
Oh, the good old days.
Yes. And now we're growing up. And here we are.
Well, speak for yourself. I don't think I'll ever really grow up.
Live on the radio. So you got some bragging rights. You got the newest command post in Mojave County.
We did. I'm very excited. This has been a 2-year project. We were fortunate to receive some state funding and some ARPA funding, and we have a 46-foot Ford chassis trailer with pop-outs. It's incredible. It's fully loaded with cameras and dispatch centers, and there's a cooling station, which I like. So when we're on, say, a search in the middle of July and we're out in the middle of the desert, these folks out there are volunteers on our sworn staff. They overheat like anyone else.
Sure.
So to get them out of the elements and cool them down and be able to keep them going is very important because we've had some go down in the past, and we hate to see that.
Yeah. Unfortunately, crime happens in good weather and bad weather.
It does.
So who's this assigned to, and who will roll this out when they have an incident in Havasu, Kingman, Bullhead, or even the Strip?
Sure. No, it's for the sheriff's office use. There's a variety of different concepts that will be used for. Our tactical team, of course, will have access to it in critical incidents. Search and rescue, I imagine, will get the bulk of the use out of it because, right. Unfortunately, we average over 100 searches a year here in Mojave County.
Amazing.
Our water division, our boating safety division, will have use for it. And any major crime scene, anything where we're on a particular scene for a length of time, we're going to bring that trailer out to make sure we have a home base, so to speak.
So you might stick it in Havasu on a three-day weekend?
Oh, most likely will, yes.
Right.
Yeah, and we're gonna make sure we have qualified drivers. Now, my understanding is it drives like a Cadillac. It's not. It's an automatic, so it's relatively easy. But there will be a handful of officers and civilians trained to operate it, and only they will be allowed to be the driver.
So it's a motorhome type?
Yeah, very. Yeah, it looks like a motorhome.
Oh, good. Okay.
Yeah.
You got it all logoed and.
Not yet. It came in white. We're working on that.
It doesn't say Doug's on it yet?
No, not yet. Yeah. I was going to park it by the side of my house. It's too big. It won't fit. No, just too big.
Oh, wow.
No, it's really, it's nice to have. We've used command posts in the past for as long as I've been with the sheriff's office, but nothing to this degree.
And nothing you owned, right?
Yeah, nothing we owned. And I always brag to the public about the fact we do so well with our equipment, and we're very thrifty on our end. You know, the county doesn't have a lot of money, and so we do things outside of the budget. I see grants all the time, state allocations. All of our substations and new buildings have been built with outside funds, so it comes at no cost, direct cost anyway, to our local taxpayers. We've gotten, I think, 6 or 7 brand new watercraft over the last 4 years through state grant. We've got side-by-sides, we've got Humvees. Everything we have that we need has really been, and it's a blessing, we've been able to get that without having to increase our budget each year for those items.
And that is a blessing because the Board of Supervisors doesn't have extra money laying around.
No, we've learned that the hard way. You know, we're doing well. We talked before I came on air here that our staffing level is finally at a point where by the end of the week, next week, we should have 0 vacancies for the deputy position. And that's a long time coming. In fact, that's the first time that I can recall ever being completely staffed. And I give credit to the Board of Supervisors. They authorized a raise this year. That raise put us in the market, so we are now competitive with all the local agencies, and that's what we're looking for.
Sure.
You know, we knew we'd never get Phoenix wages or Vegas wages, but we have to be competitive locally. And so that, and I will give a shout-out, we promoted Chuck Tresher. He's one of my boating guys. We promoted Chuck to sergeant and put him in charge of recruitment.
Okay.
Doing a phenomenal job. Phenomenal job. We've had more applications and more success over the last 3 months than any time I can recall in the past.
It kind of helps when a recruit has one person that they can talk to and as they go through the process from the application to the, you know, online application to the oral interview and everything else.
Oh, absolutely.
And you've got one person coaching you and helping you along the way.
Yeah, and he's been doing just that. We're reaching out to anyone who has interest with the understanding we haven't nor will we ever lower our standards, but we're looking for high-caliber individuals, and we're finding them. We've had a lot of laterals come over as of late. Got one out of California that wants to come over, and I said, as long as he can leave his California politics behind, he's welcome to apply.
Yeah. That is a tough one to do.
Yeah.
But that might be the reason he wants out.
Yeah, probably is.
That might be the reason he's done, because he's not seeing proper prosecutions.
Oh, I'm sure.
And proper sentencing. And
yeah, I couldn't work over there. Yeah. I can tell you that.
Yeah. I mean, it's a tough market.
Yeah, it is.
You recently had your captain, who's been with the department since the early 20s, decide to retire.
Correct. Captain Don Bischoff. I think he had 32 years in, and he stepped down. He's now working for the courts. He's part of a new program they have going over there.
Oh,
and it big shoes to fill, but we have a new reach-out manager that's kind of taking that role on.
Good.
And so we haven't missed a beat.
Good.
We just took what he did and just kept growing and moving with it. So
Your plans when you built that building with the reach-out program was to take the upstairs and make it a detox center. Is that still part of the plan?
That was a concept.
Oh, okay.
And the reason I say that, I'm very open to anything that improves the health and well-being of not only our inmate population, but our public.
Sure.
So with the detox center, we ran into a situation where we couldn't find vendors willing to man that 24/7. So that's kind of on the back burner, but we're looking at other programs right now.
Okay.
One that we're very interested in is a, what do they call it? It's very similar to what Reach Out does, only it expands the warm handoff, they call it. So in other words, if an inmate is released, they go through the Reach Out program. We try and get them the resources we need, but now they're right there in the building.
Oh, okay.
So that brings in a whole new element where maybe this particular entity can't help them, but the one right next door can. So
you might have a desk for probation and a desk for West Care,
sure,
and a desk for Mojave Mental Health and Southwest Behavior and these types. So all the services are right there.
Yeah, exactly. So that's one thought. We're also looking at some sort of diversionary program. And there's kind of a fine line for me as a law enforcement officer. When a person commits a crime, you know, law enforcement, we can't do anything about it. We have to do our job and enforce that. So the courts have to be involved, and it would be earmarked towards low-level nonviolent offenders.
Right.
So, you know, you're a drug user on a low-end scale. We want to get you off the drugs. You know, so if that's the sole reason you're coming in and it's your first visit, we're going to try and defer that. Now, if it's your 15th visit, you're not going to be eligible for the deferment program.
Right. And they have something very similar to that in Bullhead City called Quality of Court, Quality of Life Court, where they're taking the homeless guy that stole the loaf of bread out of Circle K.
Right.
You know why he stole the loaf of bread.
Yeah.
Well, then how do we help him get a Social Security card and get a job and get back on his feet?
Exactly.
And with Catholic Social Services, the homeless shelter, Jeff Tipton over Human Services, and then the judge participating. Mm-hmm. I've sat in on a couple of them, and they're very interesting because the judge has a passion to help them become a productive citizen again.
Well, I think that's what we all want.
Right.
I mean, we hold people accountable. If you commit a crime, you're going to be held accountable. But if it's something where we can rehabilitate before sentencing and it doesn't happen again, as long as it is cost effective, you know, and that's why I say even with the upstairs, I can't afford to take that on as a county.
Right.
So we have to outsource that, and if we can get vendors willing to do it, it's very beneficial.
I agree. The Reach Out program, explain to our listeners what that entails. In other words, when someone is released from the jail, what happens?
Very good. So the Reach Out program itself is a mechanism that attempts to reduce recidivism, meaning we don't want them coming back. So when a person is booked into jail, every person that's booked in will meet with a Reach Out specialist.
Right.
They're going to talk to them and find out if they have specific needs, meaning they might have mental health issues, they might have alcohol issues, they might have drug issues, could be homeless, could be a lot of things. And they're going to chart that person. And they're going to offer them services once they are released. And it used to be, we've always kind of done this, but if a person walks out of the facility and they're not given a direction, well, hope they show up. That's
right.
The mindset. So now we're kind of making sure they show up by giving them, transportation to and from, and that connection prior to walking out the door. So we've seen a great margin of success so far.
So for those that need to go to a meeting, or those that need to go and talk to probation or become a client of a mental health company, you help facilitate that.
We do.
Before their release.
We do.
Yeah. That's vital.
Yeah, it's very, very important. And at the end of the day, I think we all want to see these folks that are already in our community rehabilitated and become good, good members of society who are actually contributing.
Yeah. And your goal was to cut back on those repeat offenders that are constantly in. The homeless guy that's constantly stealing a loaf of bread.
Right.
You know.
Yeah, well, and I've had it myself, years ago. I had a gentleman who wanted
a loaf of bread?
Well, two of them. No, I had a gentleman, and it was wintertime. He wanted me to put him in jail. He was an elderly homeless man. I said, I can't just throw you in jail. He wanted a place to stay in, some warm food. So he went, I left, came back to a call for service. He went to Circle K, grabbed a bottle of something, and just threw it on the ground and broke it. So I'd had to arrest him.
Right. And that's what he wanted.
Yeah, and that's the shame of it. Was that the right avenue? It cost our taxpayers a lot of money when we put people in jail
exactly.
for silly things like that.
21 passed. Let's take a break. We're not going to play the Beatles today.
Oh, well, I like everything you play.
I know. We're going to play a little spooky music.
Okay.
And I didn't even bring Ghostbusters or Monster Mash. Speaking of 2.0 is brought to you by Mojave Electric Cooperative. Hey, if you're interested in budget billing, today's the last day you can sign up. Call them, 928-763-1100. And by the way, if you're interested in their Operation Cool Shade, today's the day you start calling to order your trees, 928-763-1100. And we're brought to you by Laughlin Ranch. Monday night, it's our Cardinals, Arizona Cardinals, taking on the Dallas Cowboys. It will be a party at Laughlin Ranch.
Have you recently been affected by an internet or phone outage? TWN Communications Fiber Internet is the most reliable in town. Live life uninterrupted with TWN Communications fast, reliable, 100% fiber internet and digital phone services. Sign up today. Visit TWNCOMM.com/MOHAVE or call 888-227-2095.
Services provided by TWN Communications. Certain restrictions apply. Visit TWNCOM.com for more details and terms and conditions of service.
Laughlin Ranch announces 20% off body sculpting in their spa all October. Save all October on relaxation and rejuvenation. Indulge yourself with the Desert Golden Hourglass, the Arizona Arms, or the Cactus Contour. All 50-minute custom body sculpting. Check out other fall specials like Whipped Honey Body Scrub, the Whipped Honey Pedicure, and the Pumpkin Latte Facial. Look good the rest of the year. The Spa and Fitness Center at Laughlin Ranch. Make your appointment at LaughlinRanch.com.
The Legacy Rehab and Care Center, located at 2812 Silver Creek Road in Bullhead City, assists patients with interfacility rehabilitation. Their skilled physical therapists will take the time to work with patients to get them back on their feet and headed home. This can also include occupational and speech therapy. For more information, call the Legacy Rehab and Care Center at 928-763-1404. Legacy Rehab and Care Center.
Hi, this is Diane, Vice President of Havasu Classes Car Club.
I want to remind all you car enthusiasts that the 19th Annual Veterans Car Show is Saturday, November the 1st,
starting at 9 a.m. Lake Havasu State Park, Windsor 3. Register the day of the event. Oh yeah, spectators are free. I would like to thank our Chrome Cruiser sponsors, Mud Shark, Get It in Gear, and Saline FR, and all the others that helped to make our show possible. All the money raised for registrations are used to support veterans in our local community.
Good old Sam is at it again. Samsgun.com has bought a back stock of Heckler & Koch pistols and rifles. Prices have been reduced. You'll also get a $50 gift card on any H&K purchase. Time is limited. Get on over to Samsguns.com today.
The biggest names in talk radio are right here on KNTR Talk. Kilmeade, Hannity, Levin, and Ramsey, along with our local newsmakers on Speak Out. Stay informed. Stay tuned to KNTR Talk 106.3, the voice of the free.
Everybody remember this song, I'm sure.
It's a good one.
The sheriff does. Do you remember the words?
Kind of. They're creepy and they're crawly.
Yeah.
The Schuster family. Yeah. Creepy and they're goofy.
That aired from September of 64... for only 2 years.
Really?
Yeah, to 66.
It's a staple now. Everybody
knows
that song.
Yeah, and everyone, you see it in commercials and everything else. You recently became sheriff deputies and went with green pants and...
we became sheriff's deputies?
Yeah.
Yes, we switched uniform colors. We were gray for many, many years, and we are now tan and green, very similar to San Bernardino County. And the reason for it... we were having a very hard time continuing to get the gray uniforms. They just became more sparse because a lot of agencies aren't gray. So we kind of did an internal poll. What do you guys want to go to? That's what was chosen, and I think it looks great.
Oh, yeah, I do too.
Yeah.
I do too.
Look like deputies now.
Look like deputies.
According to Larry.
You have your number one, number two, looking at retirement.
Number two and number three, yes. So my Chief Deputy Dean McKee, as well as my Undersheriff at Traficanti, they're both in drops. For those listening, that's a deferred retirement where there is an out date. You can't get around it. And the longest they will go is, I think, the summer of 2027. So they've both put in a lot of years, and they've done such a tremendous job. It'll be hard losing them. But
even with a year and a half, you have to start planning now.
Oh, yeah.
To fill those two spots.
Yeah, and we have, and we're very, very lucky. We have some great command staff members who I think are going to step into those roles and do a tremendous job. And so we're doing a lot of cross-training now, and it's always important that the person underneath you, you know the job that you have to do, because on any given day, you know.
Yep.
But, yeah, so it's going to be hard to see them go. I mean, these are people that have been with me for 30-some years.
Right.
But I wish them well, and, of course, once they're gone, I'll have a party because they caused me nothing but grief.
So,
no, they're
so will they.
Yeah, so will they, exactly.
But those are number two and number three are very important individuals within your agency.
Oh, absolutely.
Would you go outside to replace them, or you think you have people inside?
No, I would not go outside. We've had people that are working their way up the ranks for years trying to get to those spots. And like I said, we have commanders now. When I say commanders, the next lowest level underneath the undersheriff is lieutenant.
Right.
And we've got some stellar lieutenants.
Okay.
And some of them have desire to move up. Others are happy where they're at, but we definitely have been grooming.
And then you also have sergeants that are ready to move to lieutenant?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Yeah.
Good. I know Bullhead PD is going through that. They just promoted three new lieutenants,
yeah.
And I think their sergeant testing was just recently. Mm-hmm. And it comes with growth and development that people put in their years and choose to leave.
You know? Well, absolutely. You know, I always remember where I came from. Okay. I was a deputy once. I was a detention officer once. So that detention officer working today or that deputy today, that might be your sheriff 15, 20 years from now. So
right.
It's my job to give them the tools to learn. And so we are very, very committed to our employees.
Good.
We want to see them succeed, and we offer them advancement opportunity as it comes up, but training to get to that point as well.
You're looking at, you run the dispatch center up in Mojave County.
Yes.
And you dispatch for the sheriff's office? Do you dispatch for any other agencies?
No, we handle medical calls, but they're transferred to the individual dispatch center. So
okay.
If it's a Bullhead medical that comes in, it's immediately transferred.
Okay. You're looking at going to 800 frequencies also.
We are. So we had, again, when I talked about grants earlier, we received some grant funding to purchase 800 megawatt handheld radios. And this was very crucial for us because there's many areas in Mojave County that have terrible radio reception,
yes. And
it's a tremendous safety issue. So we got enough funding to purchase all of our deputies' new radios, but they don't work on our current system. So we are very lucky that Lake Havasu PD, who runs an 800 dispatch center, opened up a hub for us. So we're going to connect to them. We're just waiting on some hardware on our dispatch end.
Okay.
And once that's done, I could talk to somebody in New York City.
Really?
On these radios. That's how good they are. So we're excited to get that, and it's night and day above where we're at. And the nice thing is with the 400 system we're on, in the event the 800 goes down, we always have that as a backup. It's not going away.
Right.
And it's a default, Larry. They don't even have to look at it. They talk, and whatever's the best reception is what's going to go out.
Yeah. And I believe with 800, you're not always on the same number. It scans for the open frequency?
Yeah. So on the 800, we'll be assigned our own channel bank.
Right.
So we're not going to be bleeding over onto the cities or anyone else, because a lot of people use 800 in this area, not just law enforcement. So once we have established our own frequencies, then, like I said, we can talk from Lake Havasu all the way up to the Colorado Strip on that, which has been unheard of in the past.
Right. So. I know police and fire are also looking at that.
Yeah.
But it's about a $10 million price tag.
Oh, are they? So, I thought they were going onto the city as well. Maybe they are.
Well, but total package
okay. For
fire, police, and then also Fort Mojave Fire,
okay.
Mojave Valley Fire, Oatman
sure. Fire,
Golden Shores Fire.
Well, radios aren't cheap.
No.
I know that. And when you're talking, you know, like radio towers and
yes. The
actual infrastructure behind it, it's very costly. Now, the state Highway Patrol, they have been expanding their 800 radio system throughout the state. My understanding is they're down to Parker, so eventually the entire state will be on 800 anyway.
Right.
But if we can take advantage of this and it's no cost, we're again, Lake Havasu City gave it to me at no cost. They said, come on board.
Well, and if you're on a call and the Highway Patrol responds to help you, can he switch his bank and go and talk right to your deputy?
Yes.
Right from his car.
Yeah, so, and that's been, I'm glad you brought that up. That has been very problematic for the sheriff's office. To give you an example, back when I used to work on the boats, we would have a major incident, and there'd be 10 or 12 different boating agencies in the area. And I can see them, but I can't talk to them on the radio, so I got to wave them over. So that'll be history. We'll be able to do that moving forward.
And that's the hardest thing in the world when you can't communicate with them.
It's vital. Yeah, it's vital.
Within agencies.
Seconds matter, and when you're trying to use hand signals, it doesn't work very well.
Well, and there's too many times when you all back each other up, mm-hmm. and you're on an incident together.
Sure.
Especially, you know, we talked about the Strip. Especially in this trip.
Right.
When they need help, it's going to come from anywhere.
Exactly.
And often out of state.
This is true.
Yeah. All right, we're 32 past. Let's take another break. We're going to come right back. If you have a question, you can call in if you want. No problem. The number, again, is 234-343-1065. Or you can text your question, 928-727-5566. A little superstition with Stevie Wonder. Speak Out 2.0 is brought to you by Legacy Rehab and Care Center. If you're looking for a job, they would love to talk to you. Yeah, if you want to be a CNA, give them a call, 928-763-1404. Oh, and by the way, Mojave Mortgage, are you looking for a loan? You want to buy a house with a new interest rate? Call Chan Hansen. He's the guy with the key to the vault. 928-288-2691.
You're going to get hooked. Your Bullhead City Perkins has all-you-can-eat fish fry Fridays. Delicious Alaskan cod, hand-battered fish fry, every Friday starting at 3 p.m. There are many other fish meals available, too. Perkins all-you-can-eat fish Fridays are perfect. Then there are the pies. Eat a slice of pie there or take it home. Hey, take the whole pie home. But make plans to meet friends this Friday at 3 for all-you-can-eat. Perkins American Food Company, Highway 95, Bullhead City.
Too soon? Maybe it's a little early for Christmas music, but it's never too early to prep your home for the holidays. Stay ahead of the holiday chaos with TWN's fast, reliable 100% fiber internet. Keep your holidays festive, fun, and stress-free. Visit twncom.com/Mojave. That's twncom.com/Mojave. Or call 888-227-2095 to sign up now. Services provided by TWN Communications. Certain restrictions apply. Visit twncom.com for more details and terms and conditions of service.
Hi, this is Diane, Vice President of Havasu Classes Car Club.
I want to remind all you car enthusiasts that the 19th Annual Veterans Car Show is Saturday, November the 1st.
Starting at 9 a.m., Lake Havasu State Park, Windsor 3. Register the day of the event. Oh yeah, spectators are free. I would like to thank our Chrome Cruiser sponsors, Butt Shark, Get It In Gear, and Saline FR, and all the others that helped to make our show possible. All the money raised for registrations are used to support veterans in our local community.
The Lake Havasu Unified School District is looking for superhero substitute teachers. Certified subs can earn $140 per day, and long-term subs make $175 per day. Not certified? No problem. Classified subs start at $14.70 an hour. You choose when and where to work. ESI will guide you every step of the way. It's flexible, rewarding, and makes a real impact in our schools. Apply today at esisubs.com. Be a superhero in schools and help shape the future of Lake Havasu City.
Before you hand over the keys, talk to your teen about making safe choices behind the wheel. Crashes are a leading cause of death for teens ages 15 to 18. The rules are simple. No speeding, no distractions, no impaired driving, and always wear a seatbelt. Remind your teen, an accident can happen in an instant. Their life and their friends' lives are at stake. Drive like lives depend on it, because they do. Learn more at teendriving.az.gov. This message is sponsored by the Governor's Office of Highway Safety.
Welcome back to Speak Out 2.0, live from our Bullhead City studio. A little Jim Stafford talking about spiders and snakes. Were you ever a snake or spider collector?
No.
No?
No, no.
Our fire chief, Rick Zalta, used to have that kind of stuff in his office in these little terrariums all over, you know?
Oh, you know what we call that? He's a weirdo. Yeah, no, I'm not a snake or spider guy. We dealt with enough snakes down at the water center.
Yeah, and people would walk into his office and go, whoa. He goes, it's just a little collection of mine, you know? And you'd see different snakes and spiders and lizards and stuff. And, oh, okay. Well, you know.
At each his own.
Yeah, yeah. So do you have to make a lot of changes to your dispatch center when you go to an 800 bank? Do radios change or just the...
It's just on the consulates themselves, there is a master component that goes in the server area, which allows it to convert. So it's not a major change. It's just a time. I'm being told now that we're still not up and running because this has been going on for like 4 months, and I'm very impatient. I want this done. But they're looking at the first part of January is getting it complete and up on board. So it's moving.
It's a couple months.
It's moving.
All right. Tonight... You guys love giving out candy.
Oh, yeah, we do. So let me tell you, Larry, last weekend we had our candy crawl. I think it was our 8th annual candy crawl up in Kingman. It's very similar to a trunk or treat, and we do this to provide a safe place for the kids and families to come. And we take our – and it just grew. We take our police cars and a whole bunch of different agencies now come, and we decorate them, and we hand out candy. And so – last weekend, we had 4,000-plus kids show up.
4,000?
Yeah, it's become very, very big, very big. So today in Lake Havasu, from 3 to 6 out at the mall, we are having our Lake Havasu candy crawl, and all the businesses out there will be participating, and the kids can come down again in a safe environment and see the various setups that they have. Each one's doing a different booth with a different theme, and be a lot of law enforcement down there and some public safety. And again, for me, giving out candy that I know is safe makes me feel good. So we're going to continue to do that. And I was telling Larry, listeners off the air, my grandson Archer is going to be a fish this year because we recently learned how to fish. And it's the cutest costume. Big open mouth. You just throw the candies right in the mouth. He's got a little bag in there.
Can't beat that.
Yeah. And then my granddaughter, Riley, she's going to be a mini witch because there's a TV show that she likes.
Oh, okay.
Minnie Mouse dressed as a witch.
Oh.
Yeah, and then we have a new addition. We have our third granddaughter, Elodie, and Elodie is 4 months old. I don't know what she's going to be. Probably a pumpkin, that's what I would think.
That usually works.
They all start off as a pumpkin.
Yeah, it usually works for little tiny kids like that.
Yeah.
You also have a volunteer program.
We do.
That you kind of built up as sheriff when you came in.
We have several different volunteer programs. They're vital to our success. They've put in so many hours since I've been sheriff, and we've had volunteer programs for many years, but we've really bolstered them. So we have our posse program. That's the program that helps the deputies out on the street. They drive police cars. They handle a lot of incidents that are low level where safety's not an issue, and they help reduce the load for the deputies. We have boating safety volunteers. They ride side by side with the deputies on our watercraft. They have their own boats that are fully marked, so that's pretty important. And then, of course, our search and rescue. Can't say enough about them. I think we have close to 200 members now, and they're very well renowned in the state.
Good.
They train other entities. They're top notch, and it's just commendable when you think about people volunteering their time, not just to go out and search, but to do the training required to do the search. They're very dedicated people, and we're lucky to have them.
Back in the days when I was 16 and an explorer for the L.A. County Sheriff's Office, they had reserve deputies that they paid $1 a year.
Wow.
They supplied them the uniform, but they had to go through the academy, but they were a reserve. So the guy might be an accountant by day, and then on a Friday night he puts on his uniform, comes out and plays cop.
Sure.
You know, but they were trained, and they went through the same training and everything else. They might not have did the field-type training.
Sure.
But because they're always going to be riding with someone else.
Yeah, though that's the key. We have a reserve program, and the reason we maintain it, obviously we'd love to see more on the street, but in order to get deputies into the schools, the school resource positions, we allow people who have retired to sign on with us as a reserve so they still have their peace officer certification.
Sure.
Then they can work in the school and then contract directly with the school. It's not coming out of my budget. I just offer a little training each year to keep them certified. So it's a win-win.
And they wear uniform? And
they wear uniform. They deal with all the crimes in the school. They do everything an SRO, school resource officer, would do. And it's been very beneficial.
I got to tell you, I was so upset the other night watching the news. They were talking about the six-year-old that shot the teacher.
Yeah.
And they were talking about how the cops went in armed, and one was carrying an automatic rifle. Yeah. And I thought to myself, you're talking about this in the news like there's something wrong with this.
Yeah.
A gun is on campus. A person has been shot.
Right.
What do you want him to go in with?
Yeah, you're always
candy bars?
Yeah, you're going into an unknown.
Yeah.
You're going into an unknown. It, just because our weapons are out doesn't mean we're looking to shoot somebody.
Right.
But we're going to protect ourselves and others, and if warranted, we're going to do what we need to do. So, well, that's a silly thing to say, in my opinion.
Well, and it was funny because just a couple of years ago, everybody watched Texas. They walked in with their guns and didn't do anything.
Yeah.
And everyone sit back and went, time out. That doesn't work.
Right. So if a six-year-old creates a house fire, do we not bring our hoses? I mean, what are we talking about here?
Yeah. That's what I said to my I had to back it up. I said, look at the emphasis on guns drawn.
Yeah.
Why would they not?
Yeah.
I mean, it's like
those officers have families that they want to go home to at
yes.
the end of the day, and they're going to go in prepared.
Well, and we've had school shootings where multiple kids have been injured.
Absolutely.
You
Absolutely.
Don't know what's happening
no.
in school.
No.
You know, you're going in blind. And
you get information. Now, when it came in, maybe they were told, this is a six-year-old who did this. 9 times out of 10, the information coming in is not all-inclusive. You don't know it to be true. You take it for what you know.
Right.
But there's a lot of things that change between the call coming in and actually getting on scene. Oh, it wasn't a six-year-old. It was a 60-year-old gender. I mean, it always seems to differ, you know.
Right.
So we err on the side of responsibility and keep people safe.
Well, and you have to be prepared.
100%.
As you head into 26, are you looking at any new programs that the sheriff might roll out?
My staff said no. That's what they said. Whenever the sheriff says, I've been thinking, they all look at me like, oh, don't
no,
be thinking.
No more.
Don't. No, we're gonna really focus on the programs that are in place right now.
Okay.
Yes, there's growth that I'm looking at. I'm looking at getting more staffing. Ultimately, I would like to get a street crimes unit dedicated to property crime. We've done remarkable. I mean, I look back as my time at sheriff, and I love to say it's because it's me, but it's not. We have a wonderful staff that believes in our mission. They believe in our communities. They believe in the citizens of Mojave County. We're doing it now. We're reducing crime. Every year I take the stats, and I just love to cite the burglary one. And when I took office back in 17, we had over 800, close to 900 burglaries that first year. And every year they have dropped. Last year we were down in the low 300s. So we've curbed that about 75%. Imagine if I had more resources to throw directly at the problem.
Right.
So that's what we're looking at, trying to get more inclusive with actually having task force designed to hit this thing hard.
Because often when you arrest a burglar, that individual's got a history.
Oh, without a doubt.
Yeah. He's done more than one.
Well, that's what I always say. When you have 800 burglaries, it's not 800 burglars.
Right.
You've got 50 or 60 people doing it repetitively. So take 10 of them out of the scenario.
Right.
Watch your numbers drop. And
yeah.
We're going to keep hitting that hard. And I give credit to the deputies on the street. They're night and day above the learning curve that I came into when I was a deputy. Meaning I have deputies writing search warrants. I have deputies that are taking cases from start to finish. We don't have the luxury of saying, all right, I took this case. Now let me give it to detectives.
Right.
Most of the stuff these guys need to close out themselves, and they're doing it.
Good.
So, very proud of them.
Good. I want to bounce back to Halloween for a minute.
Yeah.
You put a post on Facebook that basically said any kid wearing a law enforcement uniform will be required to work a shift.
I don't see what's wrong with that, Laird. I mean, yes, we're doing better with our staffing, but I still need help. So, especially if they're in tan and green, I'm going to grab them.
Yeah.
I'm going to grab them.
Yeah, they're going to go on patrol tonight.
Yeah, and then when they leave, we'll have an application in their pocket, and it'll all be good.
That was a great post. I read that, and I went, oh, my gosh, look at that. How are you on patrol vehicles? Because they're driven hard.
They are.
And how long do they last you?
We have a policy where they should not go past 5 years or 120,000 miles.
Okay.
And the way we've been doing it, we have a vehicle replacement program. So by the time it gets to the end of life use, money has been saved up to make the next purchase. So we're kind of leasing them to ourselves.
Okay.
So we never have to come up with, $3 million this year for
right.
vehicles. We've saved along the way, and we're doing great. I mean, the equipment's good. These vehicles are exactly what we need. They're well-equipped, and we try and keep them in tip-top shape.
And you're using GMC Tahoes?
We're using, we have some Tahoes. I think we're still running some Explorers, I want to say.
Okay.
The large SUVs seem to work best because we do a lot of work outside of the city, a lot of desert areas, so we need good clearance. And these folks have to have all their gear with them, and that's a lot of gear.
We're seeing more and more that, especially highway patrols, are going to unmarked vehicles.
Sure.
And they're going to gray and green and blue and orange and
right.
red and every other color. Yours are all still marked?
Well, we have unmarked.
The patrol vehicles.
Yeah, patrol will always be marked.
Right.
You know, that's their function. And, yes, we have unmarked cars. Our narcotics people drive unmarked cars.
Right.
Our detectives drive unmarked cars for obvious reasons. But patrol, we want them fully marked because they're basically beacons. You know, they're beacons. If people need help, they see it coming.
Flag
they don't
mail.
Have to wonder, hey, is that a police officer or not?
Right.
They know.
You mentioned your narcotics officers. You're part of Magnet, which is basically all the agencies in Mojave County put a couple guys or a couple staff members in, and then they have one big unit.
That's correct. So Magnet is the Mojave Area General Narcotics Enforcement Team, and you're right in saying through 2 to 3 officers from each agency in the county form up that coalition team, and they're fantastic. I mean, I say everybody's great, but I got to tell you, they receive state recognition every year. The amount of drugs they're taking off our local streets is incredible, and I can't say enough about, especially when you talk about the limited number of officers. It sounds like a lot, but it's not.
Right.
The amount of work that a core group of individuals put in throughout the year is incredible.
And I think Kingman Police Department has the sergeant over that unit?
We have the sergeant over the unit.
You do
they have a lieutenant over the unit.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Perfect. Okay.
Yeah, so Sergeant Brandon Lawrence, he's been in there a long time, and they're making a difference. They're being impactful, and every year they surprise me.
Good.
I'd say they can't do better than last year. Then they go ahead and do it.
Good. Do you see other retirements coming up from your sergeants or lieutenants that you have to worry about today?
Well, we lost our sergeant to a retirement last month, but he's already been replaced, so that worked out well. We have another sergeant who looks like he'll be retiring, and then we have, I think, a handful in drops outside of the chief and the undersheriff. So there's always going to be that upward mobility or opportunity and
how's our canine program?
Doing great. You know, we started that back in 2017. We still have 5 dogs in the program. They represent very well. And, I mean, honestly, Larry, if I could put a dog with everybody at this point, I think I would.
Right.
You know, my guys and gals work by themselves. They're out there in the middle of nowhere at 2 o'clock in the morning. It sure is nice to have that canine companion with you when things don't go well.
Well, and mention how they can activate them when they're away from the vehicle, but the dog's in the vehicle.
Right. So if they run into a situation where they need help, they have a button on their belt. They push the button. The door opens up. The dog is trained to recognize what that means, and help is on its way.
Yeah.
And you don't want to mess around with those dogs.
I know. It's funny because you see these cop shows on TV that are live footage from scenes,
yeah.
You know, and you hear the guy on the outside going, we're going to send in the dog,
yeah.
And all of a sudden they give up and come out.
We're going to send in the dog, or you're going to get tased, elsewhere. Then
yeah.
They're done. Now they're done.
Yeah.
And that's good. That's
yeah.
What we want, that compliance.
Yeah. That compliance, yeah. They agree then.
Uh-huh. Then it's important.
Let's take a break. Our last one of the day, Speak Out 2.0, is brought to you by Perkins, where Rick is the, come on, I pushed the button. Why didn't you want to play, huh? Come on. No. I pushed. There we go. Now, that's right. Spooky. As I said, Perkins, where Rick is the franchisee of the year, right here in Bullhead City. Yeah, stop by and have breakfast, lunch, or dinner. And by the way, it's Friday, which means all you can eat. If you want some fish, go to Perkins now. And we're also brought to you by TWN Communications. They're at 2020 Silver Creek Road, suite number 113D. If you want to stop by and ask them about what's fiber and how it works, well, you're listening to it right now.
Then you stop and say, all right, love is kind of crazy with a spooky little...
Mojave Electric Cooperative's budget payment plan helps members budget their residential electric bill payments evenly over a 12-month billing period. Knowing what your monthly electric bill will be makes it easier to plan and manage monthly expenses more effectively. Enrollment is open now through the month of October. To sign up or to learn more, please call 928-763-1100 or visit www.mojaveelectric.com.
This message is brought to you by Mojave Electric Cooperative, an equal opportunity provider and employer.
Legacy Rehab and Care Center in Bullhead City is looking to hire a speech-language pathologist, physical therapist, and a certified occupational therapy assistant. You'll provide in-house therapy focusing on patients with low productivity. And you're guaranteed 30 hours per week with great benefits, including a matching 401k. Call the Legacy Rehab and Care Center in Bullhead City today at 928-763-1404 or apply online at thelegacyrehab.com. That's thelegacyrehab.com.
This holiday season, keep everything running smoothly with TWN Fiber Internet. Enjoy faster shopping, clearer calls, and zero interruptions so you can focus on what matters most, family, fun, and festive cheer. Visit twncom.com/Mojave. That's twncom.com/Mojave or call 888-227-2095 to sign up today. Services provided by TWN Communications. Certain restrictions apply. Visit twn.com for more details and terms and conditions of service.
Lachlan Ranch announces 20% off body sculpting in their spa all October. Save all October on relaxation and rejuvenation. Indulge yourself with the Desert Golden Hourglass, the Arizona Arms, or the Cactus Contour. All 50-minute custom body sculpting. Check out other fall specials like Whipped Honey Body Scrub, the Whipped Honey Pedicure, and the Pumpkin Latte Facial. Look good the rest of the year. The Spa and Fitness Center at Lachlan Ranch. Make your appointment at LachlanRanch.com.
Hi, this is Diane, Vice President of Havasu Classes Car Club.
I want to remind all you car enthusiasts that the 19th Annual Veterans Car Show is Saturday, November the 1st.
Starting at 9 a.m., Lake Havasu State Park, Windsor 3. Register the day of the event. Oh yeah, spectators are free. I would like to thank our Chrome Cruiser sponsors, Mud Shark, Get It In Gear, and Saline FR, and all the others that helped to make our show possible. All the money raised for registrations are used to support veterans in our local community.
Good old Sam is at it again. Samsgun.com has bought a back stock of Heckler & Koch pistols and rifles. Prices have been reduced. You'll also get a $50 gift card on any H&K purchase. Time is limited. Get on over to Samsguns.com today.
The biggest names in talk radio are right here on KNTR Talk. Kilmeade, Hannity, Levin, and Ramsey, along with our local newsmakers on Speak Out. Stay informed. Stay tuned to KNTR Talk 106.3, the voice of the free.
This from 1958.
Oh, saw this thing coming out of the sky. And one long horn. And one big eye. I commenced to shake
in a city. It looks like a purple people eater to me.
One
eye, one horn, five. Purple people eater. How appropriate for Halloween, right?
Absolutely.
Social media is playing a big part in your agency now, getting the word out to the public, not just having a website anymore. It's more than that.
That's true, and we're trying to take advantage of all the outlet sources. You know, of course, we use your media and the radio. We use the paper, but social media is great because it's, especially with time-sensitive things, we can make a post and have an immediate response. We've solved several crimes doing posts online, so... And it's a good way for the community to interact with the sheriff's office. We try and put on there, at least update what we're doing, why we're doing it, and keep people advised of what's going on in their area.
Right. How do people that are listening that maybe they were driving, didn't want to call or didn't want to text, but would like to call yourself or your number two or your number three and ask an operational question or a question about a crime? Or
sure. Our numbers are all listed. I give it out, but it's kind of mute point. So... my command staff is stationed out of Kingman,
right.
The Kingman number, and it's simply just ask for the one you want to talk to, whether it be Chief McKee or Under Sheriff Traffic Candy. They'll link you right in, and I'm all over the place. So it's always easiest to get a hold of me through my assistant, which is Amanda Lawrence,
right.
And she's stationed out of the Kingman main office. So a lot of people call her and say, you have that sheriff, call me, and I'll get back to him as soon as I can.
Does she field a lot of complaints?
Only on me.
Oh, well,
No, we've had very little complaints, remarkably different than it used to be, and I think a lot of it is the body cameras. People can say what they want to say. And in the old days when they complained, it was their statement versus the officer statement. Now they'll complain, we'll review the body camera and say, you're full of beans. And, you know, and then they start realizing, all right, maybe we shouldn't be calling in as much. So the complaints are down, and we hold our staff to a very high standard, Larry. They are professional and respectful, so it takes a lot to actually have a complaint, to be more operationally based, like they missed something.
And when you talk about the cameras, their cameras activate when they flip on their lights or get out of their vehicle, and then you on your phone can see their cameras.
Oh, yeah.
You can see what they're seeing.
The technology today is incredible, so you're correct. If they activate their emergency lights in their car, the camera automatically comes on, so they don't have to remember to put it on or off. If they pull their gun from their holster, the camera automatically goes on. A lot of times on calls for service, they will turn them on and turn them off because there's times where you need that privacy. You
sure.
can't have it on. But anything that's in the public, we want the camera rolling, obviously. And, yeah, if somebody was on a traffic stop right now, the minute their lights go on, their camera's activated, I can pull out my phone and watch their demeanor and how they have the contact from start to finish.
So if you have a friend who calls you and goes, one of your units pulling me over right now,
yeah.
you can say, well, hold on, let me take a look.
Yeah.
And you can look at it.
Yeah, and I'll say, be in your best behavior and do what the deputy tells you, crying out loud.
If you hadn't ran that red light or that stop
exactly.
sign, he wouldn't be pulling you over. Too funny. Bullhead PD has gone to a report writing system that ties to the camera and mm-hmm. saves them about 20 minutes per call. Is
yes.
that something you're looking at?
We would love to have it. It's the new AI software through Taser, which is it's a wonderful tool. They've come a long way, but it's expensive.
Taser's a company name.
Yeah.
yeah.
Taser's the one who does our body cameras, the actual Taser itself. It's Axon is the technical name of the camera system, but it's just one more component that you can add where it'll actually do a dictated report based on your body camera. And then they have intentional errors put in the report, so the officer must go back and review it to make
right.
sure that, you know, what was said is accurate. But
and I think when I was at counsel, that they were saying that, like, names that it didn't understand or license, if it didn't understand something, probably puts it in red. So
right.
you know to go back.
Yeah, it's a great tool. I think eventually we will have it. Again, right now it's cost prohibitive because everything I do is based on the most pressing need.
Right.
It's a nice thing to have, but I'd rather have more staff. So at what point do I start looking at stuff like that? But they also have a program now where you can actually do translation right from your body cam.
Right.
So if you don't speak English, you talk to me. My camera will tell me what you said. And when I speak to you, the camera will speak to you in your language.
Wow.
Yeah, so there's a lot of neat things coming out.
Technology. Sheriff, thank you so much for your time.
Always a
Great
pleasure.
Great information.
Always a pleasure.
All right. A couple things going on for you out there in the community. There is a farmer's market tomorrow in Bullhead City. It kicks off at 9 o'clock in the community park. If you have questions, call Claire, 928-763-0158. And then tomorrow night, but it's sold out, the Community Achievement Awards over in Laughlin. And I think the sheriff has a car show on Sunday, the SOAR car show, which will be at the Mojave Market at 10 o'clock, and you might see the sheriff there.
I'll be there.
This is KNTR Talk, KJJJ HD2 Laughlin. Heard on 106.7 FM, 106.5, and 106.3. The voice of the free.